possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's so hot out.
It's very hot
out. It feels like I'm wearing five different shirts when I walk outside.
It's not the hot that'll get you. It's not the heat.
Oh, okay. Here we go, suburban dad.
It's the humidity.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's the humidity that'll get you. It'll choke you out. It swelters you. It's so funny. I remember when I lived in Southern California for a number of years, whenever I would fly home to Nashville, I would feel it the second I walked outside. Ugh. I'm like, I am no longer in Southern California because the big difference there, it's not the heat, because it's just as hot in Southern California as it is in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
It is the straight up humidity. It's like you feel it the second you walk outside. Yeah. And that is where like Midwestern, you know, went to school at Mizzou in central Missouri, lived in St. Louis for a little bit, here in Chicago now. Mm-hmm. Midwest knows humidity. Midwest knows like that heat.
I mean, walking out at 4 or 5 a.m. this morning to get to work, or it was 4 a.m. And usually in the mornings, it's not too bad.
Yeah, usually in the mornings, it's like chill. It's like a cool 60 degrees.
Like like last week, I brought a jacket because I was like, oh, it's kind of cold in the morning.
Yeah,
it was
right,
like 50s.
Right.
This, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
Right, right. I'm like, if it's this hot at 4 o'clock in the morning before the sun has come up, I'm like, eesh. Ooh.
Oof.
Eesh.
Hey. And imagine trying to run in this, folks. I'm running a marathon.
We made it a minute and 30 into this podcast.
Thanks to Carrie Pinkowski and the Chicago Marathon for allowing me to run it this year. I'm very excited.
I do not have that same sentiment, Carrie Bukowski, because he will not shut up about it.
What? What?
No, you're just the quintessential runner. There's those people that, like, they do certain things and they don't shut up about it. Mm-hmm. Vegans, CrossFitters, marathon runners.
But I admit, I know how annoying I am. Like, when I talk to you guys about it, I do admit that it is annoying.
Okay, that doesn't make it any better.
Well, no, it means I'm self-aware.
It's like if my kid like admitted to throwing her toys all over the room, she's like, I'm throwing my toys all over the room. I know I'm doing this. Like, it doesn't make it any less annoying.
Well, kind of makes it funny that your kid can form a full sentence like that.
You know, we're getting close, man. We're getting close
to her. Oh, you having a baby? You don't talk about that at all. Oh, wait. How does it feel?
I wasn't even talking about having a baby.
How
does it feel? I wasn't even talking about having a baby.
Prepared.
I was talking about how my daughter is very close to constructing full sentences. She'll say, dada sit, which technically is a full sentence. It has a subject
Does
and a
she
predicate.
Have a comma in there? Dada sit. Or is it dada
I
sit?
I don't think there would be a comma in there.
Dada?
It would be dada sit. Well, I guess it could be. Yeah, it would. It would be dada comma sit. Yeah, you're right.
So is your daughter grammatically correct or is she an idiot?
Yeah, no, she goes, she... In speaking it, she doesn't adhere to the comma.
Mm-hmm.
But she does, she's because she just goes, Dada, sit. Or Dada, up, Dada. That's always funny. That's when she wants me to get up. That one I kind of hate because usually I'm sitting down. I'm like, I don't want to get up.
Come on. What was her first words?
It's a great question. I think Dada.
Nice.
I think, but I'm not. That was like one of those things where it's like she just started talking one day and it's like, wow, you know words. This is weird. Dude, having a kid is the weirdest thing. It's so weird. I always wonder, like, how much of this is she going to retain? Because they say, like, your memories don't start until, like, you're four.
Really?
Yeah, like 3 or 4 years old.
So you can really mess them up for 3 years.
Like, think about it. Do you remember anything from, like, 2 years or younger?
Let's see.
I remember images, but I don't remember anything.
90s bowls were starting to take over.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, when were you born?
91. I was born a few months after they won their first championship. Or a month after.
You've only been alive for 5 Bulls championships?
How dare you?
That must suck.
How dare you? Don't you look? I regret it every single day, man. I wish I was born sooner. I wanted to be there for 91.
I tried to come early.
I tried.
My wife, my mom kept me in,
held me back. Almost got named Michael Jordan though.
Well, isn't your middle name Michael?
It is. That's my dad's middle name. So that's what I got passed along. But it was Michael. It was a thought of Michael Jordan Milnemo, and my mom was like, no. And then there was a kid in my class.
Was it named, was it a thought by your mom or was it a thought by your dad trying to run by your mom?
I wonder. Yeah, I think we can kind of narrow that one down. And
I tried to name my daughter Derrica Henry, but my wife shot that one down very quickly.
You know, there was a Alabama fan, a crazy fan, who tried to name his daughter Alabama.
I actually did hear about that. Yeah,
isn't that weird?
Yeah, not as weird as a crazy Auburn fan. Or a crazy Alabama fan, Harvey Updike.
I'm talking about the same guy.
Poisoning the trees.
It's the same guy.
No, it's not.
Not only does he poison trees, he poisons names.
The trees at Toomer's Corner at the University of Auburn that they roll with toilet paper, they TP the trees after every win. Harvey Updike, a crazed Alabama fan, which that rivalry runs deep.
Yeah, it's cool. It's wild.
He poisoned the trees and killed the trees at Toomer's Corner. And that was like, no joke, that was probably bigger news in the Southeast than, you know, like, I don't know, like if like the government unveiled the secret that they just did. The aliens existed. That was probably bigger news that Harvey Updike poisoned some trees than the existence of aliens.
I mean, just imagine a rivalry with a neighbor getting so bad that you just went next door and chopped down the tree in their front yard.
Well, so we didn't go that far, but we did. Our next door neighbor they were Michigan fans.
Ugh.
And you know me, I grew up a Penn State fan. And mm-hmm. So we were, you know, Penn State, Michigan in the mid 90s, they were both massive programs.
Mm-hmm.
One of them won a national title. One of them should have. Penn State undefeated in 94, but Nebraska was voted national champions. I still, to this day, Penn State should have been national champions that year.
Can you give me crap for hating Sister Jean because of a couple years ago?
Yeah, but Sister Jean is beloved. I don't hate, like, there's no one, like, Nebraska isn't beloved. I hate Nebraska, and I hate Michigan. But anyway, Michigan won a couple years later in 97. And so they were big Michigan fans. We would go back and forth and do, like prank wars, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Based on, like, we would hang a big Penn State like sign in their yard. They came over. I remember one time they brought over cookies, baked cookies spelling out Michigan, covered like on top of like just M&Ms.
Were they poisoned?
I was like, I don't even hate this one. I don't
know. this is a win for everybody.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat Michigan.
Yeah.
And then we would just go back and forth on the weeks that Michigan and Penn State, because they would play every year at that mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. And it was savage, basically. But I remember just getting so excited about it because I was a little kid. But and then Penn State normally lost those games to Michigan, so that wasn't that fun. But like rivalries like can run deep, and like especially in the South, where it is. They go above and beyond,
mm-hmm.
and they try and literally just
I mean, it's their whole
life. Commit felonies, basically.
It's their whole life. Like I joked that I peaked in high school. All of those people believe and run with the fact that they peaked in college.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep college alive, which is credit to them. I loved college.
It is like the way we treat like the Chicago Bears, where we can talk about them year round.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about like their college football program there. And it's wild because like it feels like there's less to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you don't have like the draft and you don't have free agency. But no, they find a way to do it.
But there's sports year round too. Like they'll get into,
that's a good point.
Obviously football's number one, but basketball. They'll start talking basketball. They'll talk baseball because they're in the South. They'll do a little bit more. But can I make a confession real quick, Austin?
Yeah, go ahead. This is a safe place. We're definitely not recording.
I feel like this episode.
Getting a little too guy heavy.
Yeah.
A little too sportsy. I was actually just thinking that.
Like, I love talking sports with you. Don't get me wrong.
No, this is what happens with us. Whenever we're together, it just always divulges into sports. We were here for like 10 minutes later than we needed to yesterday because we were complaining about Ian Happ in the Cubs lineup.
And Ian Happ, if you're listening, I wasn't complaining at all, but maybe I was a little upset about something. But hey, that's a story for another day.
Just the fact that he's hitting in the three hole. We still love Ian Happ.
I love Ian
Happ.
He's
great. He just, you know, let's move him down to five.
Let's shake up the lineup a little bit.
Why not? Let's get Cody Bellinger in that three hole.
Okay, we're doing it again. So,
see, here we go again.
But we're missing Melissa because Melissa is taking her son, Porter, to go get his braces.
Yeah, so this is a big week for the McGurran household because not only is it Porter's first day of school on Wednesday, this past Wednesday, but now today he's getting braces.
So he got out of school on the second day of school. Why did we not think about this?
Oh, that's a good point.
It's the second day of school and he's already missing class.
Now, hang on. He doesn't go to one of those schools where like they go to school for one day and then they're off the next day and then they go back the third day? Did you ever have a school schedule like that? I think I had that one year.
We didn't have this, but I knew people who had like, they would have classes on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and then different classes Tuesday and Thursday.
Was that college?
No. Yeah, that was also
college. One year in college, I made it to where I didn't have any classes on Monday. It was the best.
I did my heavy day, like my first year in college, I did my heavy day was Tuesday, and I would literally be there from like, this was community college. So I went home sometimes, but I was basically there from like 9 a.m. until like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And that sucked, but it was like just Tuesdays suck, and I can admit that. And then every other day of the week, I'm good to go. Like,
yeah,
that was always great. When I used to try to get Fridays, but there was one year.
It's hard. It's hard to get your schedule. Or no, I didn't have. I had one class on Monday, and I had no classes on Tuesday.
Ugh.
So like, and it was awesome because mm-hmm. like my week didn't really start till Wednesday, and then it was mm-hmm. over by Friday.
Yeah.
But it is very difficult to do that because of just the way like the classes you need mm-hmm. and the way they time out.
There's one year that it was my junior year. It was my first year at U of I, and I was the friend with the last final. Like, every one of my friends finished
the worst.
The same day, and then we were leaving. It was like, we finished finals. All my friends finished on Thursday, and I was being driven back on Friday, but I had a Friday morning final. So, like, at our place, everybody was partying.
No!
I was in my room just, like, studying. And I was so annoyed, and, like, I had to, like, I didn't want to go to the library because I also didn't want to, like, be the only one at the library, and I was just like, because then you got to walk by all the bars and be like, damn.
Yeah, right,
like
so
much fun.
Wait, what's worse? Having the last final of your friends?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say having one final, but it's the last final of all your friends. Or having no finals.
What's
before
worse?
Before you answer, keep in mind, you had the one, whereas your last final was the last final of all your
But you're saying
your
I
friends.
Would not have any finals.
Any finals. I had that one year where I had no finals. All of my like final exams
was it
were like
all projects
were like
and
papers
stuff?
Or projects that were done before finals week. So I didn't have any tests on finals week. I didn't even have any tests the week before.
I remember there. I took a class called sexual communications. We've talked about this.
We have talked about this.
And I remember we had a big project and a final and I bombed the the project. I worked really hard.
It was like sexual communication. Yeah,
it was,
do I want
to
know?
You had to go to a bar. You had to go to a bar and
try to pick
seduce.
Up a chick. Yeah. Hey, you know that really hot bartender? Yeah. Go. It's like, wait, what?
I don't have the confidence. I didn't take confidence 101.
Come here often.
I don't remember. It was like a presentation. You had to like set it up. And I remember I was like, I think I did well. And I think I got like a D. And I was like freaking out. And then I did very well on the final. So I'm always like thankful for that, because I'm always like projects.
There's your pickup line right there. You know, I aced the final sexual communication,
ladies. But the no finals, because we were both in journalism classes for the most part. So you always had to do like a big project at the end, which I didn't always love, because it's like a lot riding on it. Like I would overstress on every little detail of it, because you take the final. I'll say this. I'm kind of leaning towards the one final after all your friends, because you do the project, but you can overthink the project. I would stay later than most people on projects, because I would be like
to perfect it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whereas the final, you get one shot. You know what's coming up.
Do not miss your chance to roll. Because opportunity rolls once in a lifetime.
Opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
No, it rolls for me. I did not expect it to suck at all, and it did suck a little bit in not having any finals, because everyone else had finals, so no one else could hang out.
Oh, one of those.
And so I was literally just in my apartment playing Xbox for like a week. I got pretty far in my franchise mode in NCAA football, but other than that, it was...
Oh, man.
It was not as fun as I was expecting, because I was like, hey, do you want to do anything? No. When's your last final? Not till Wednesday.
That was, I always kind of hated that. It's like the class schedules were always weird. Like, I had friends who were architect majors, and so they would have weeks where like I wouldn't see them, because they had big projects, and they would literally be sleeping in their like labs or whatever and doing all that. And then there'd be weeks where they were going out. Meanwhile, like journalism was the complete opposite, where it was like, I always said there was like 2 weeks every semester that were like stressful.
Yeah.
And there were days that are tough, but it's like every other week, it's like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to go to the bar again. Like, I don't need to, like, I got a project in 2 weeks. Can I confess something? I don't know if I've ever confessed this to you.
Ooh, low. Yeah, let's go. Again, I'm not rolling, not recording.
So, my junior year, I am 20 years old. I don't know why I'm saying it like this. So, I'm in a journalism class where it's like a radio.
What if that was your confession? My junior year, I was 20.
Shocker.
Okay, is that it? Kyle?
Hope you were sitting down for that one, baby. So we did a class. So I was in a journalism class that was like a news reporting class. You had to like do it, and like, you know, a lot of like, it's a lot of learning audio, editing audio, stuff like that. But you had to put together a story. And my story was about underage drinking, because it was so rampant at Illinois, because
Illinois, great party school.
Yes. And at I don't know if it's still like this, but when I was there, and for many years, you could get in the bar when you were 19 years old.
I'm starting to see why it was such a big party.
Exactly. So you literally, and the biggest day of the year was unofficial St. Patrick's Day, which is also a part, like, very big party school. Obviously,
I mean, if you're in a city like Champaign, you have to come to expect it's going to,
you gotta
there's
do
gonna
something.
Be some alcohol.
You
involved.
Gotta do something some days, man. So I remember I had like and my journalism class was like a Wednesday morning-ish type class. It was my earliest class. And we got like an email the day before from the professor, like, hey guys, the audio projects, I know you guys are all working on them. They're coming up in like a week or two. And I know you guys got to get interviews and stuff. So schedule interviews for that Wednesday. But don't come in. Class is canceled. Just do your interview. Start working on your project. It's great. Scheduled an interview to talk with a police officer in Champaign, just kind of about how they find kids who are, how can they find somebody who's like drinking and they feel like he's underage.
You just wanted the intel for yourself.
Well, because I didn't have class until maybe the afternoon on Wednesday, if I had any class that day, I was like, you know what? My buddies, they're going to go out. I'm going to go out with them.
No.
So we went out and I woke up. I think my interview was scheduled at like, I'm going to guess like 9:30 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
I woke up at 8:30, still drunk.
Oh no. And he and your first question, so how do you find underage drinking? He's like, basically I just look for what you.
So I'm still 20 years old and I'm sitting there and I'm like, so how do you spot them? And he's giving me all the reasons and I'm like, I feel like these are all me right now. Like, and I'm just sitting there, interesting. And I like probably reek a booze.
He's like, let me write that down.
Get
he's like,
out.
Yeah, if they ever show up to an early meeting very drunk, then yeah, I can usually tell.
Why don't you walk this line real quick and we'll spot it? And I just remember the whole time.
Yeah, he's like, usually put him through a DUI test. In fact, why don't I try it out here with you right now?
I was just like, get me out of it. And I was like, oh, thank you. And it was like 10, 15 minutes.
And he's
I
like,
just,
tell it to the judge.
I was like, I gotta get out. And I escaped. It was the perfect crime.
That is so funny. All right, let's do this. Let's call Melissa to make sure, one, we meet our female quota for the week. And also just to get it a little less bro-y.
Yeah. Probably just heard my phone.
Do you think she picks up? I don't think she picks up.
If she's busy, she's not going to pick up.
She keeps her phone on silent more than anyone I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, she does have her phone on no notifications.
I don't understand that.
Which is... I got a great story if she doesn't pick up.
Hey, it's Melissa. Leave your message.
I knew it.
You want to leave a message?
Yeah, let's leave
at
a message.
The tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Melissa, it's Austin.
And Kyle.
And I'm sure you're at the orthodontist right now or something. I don't know, getting some wires put into your son's mouth. Maybe try giving him better genes next time. You wouldn't have to spend so much at the orthodontist.
We're a little offended that you would rather spend time with your child than with your coworkers.
Yeah, with old brace face over there.
Yeah, we don't have braces.
Yeah, even though we did.
I didn't have. I had.
You never had braces?
I had Invisalign.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You still have Invisalign, don't you?
Yeah, but it's just retainers.
So you have adult braces.
Okay.
But anyway, Mel, we're calling you. This is going to be on the podcast. We had a bet as to whether or not you would pick up.
I think we both said you won it.
Yeah, I guess we both won the bet.
Everybody wins and loses.
But anyway, if you get this in the next 2 minutes, give us a call back. All right. See ya.
Love you. So the funny part about her no notification life.
Yeah.
So we finish up the show today. She's back here in the back room by herself.
Oh, yeah. This is great. Oh, yeah. Does she not even get emails pinged to her phone?
So she yells out, free food! Which is literally like a tornado siren for Austin and I.
Oh, I think everyone in radio, whenever there's free food, you can always like hear. It's so funny. This office, the office I worked before this, anytime there's free food, email goes out. You hear this rumbling.
Well, if you don't see it in the first couple minutes, you're not getting free food. That's how it is.
Yeah. So like if you don't check the email, but you feel the earth start to shake, your water glass is like vibrating like in Jurassic Park. It's because a stampede of salespeople, programming people, mm-hmm. promotions people, mm-hmm. all start walking down the hall at the same time and they're heading straight for the kitchen where the free food is. It is a... It's one of the most glorious things about working in radio is that free food just randomly shows up and you get to just eat for free. And yesterday was one of those days. The email went out.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
That's a spoiler alert Mel came back here, yells, free food, starts to walk out. I said, where? And she goes, downstairs in the break room. It's sandwiches and soup, or sandwiches and salad, which was the exact same email we had gotten 19 hours prior. And I literally go, Mel, that was yesterday. And she goes, oh, darn it.
Bless it.
And because she knew right away, oh, I probably didn't check my emails yesterday.
All right, I'm going to try and call her one more time.
One more time?
Yeah, one more time. If she picks up. If she picks up, what should we do?
Hey, it's Melissa. Leave your name and number.
Oh, wow. She gave us the FU button.
Wow.
She gave... Oh, wait.
What?
Oh, wait. Oh.
Oh, no. What did you do?
Hang on. Gotta go. Bye. Damn it.
You called her on two separate things?
I called her on my phone. So she picked up on my phone. Well, she was not. That's why she gave us the FU button. What if she's not? She's going to pick up.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
What are you doing?
At the orthodontist.
Why didn't you pick up like a couple minutes ago?
Yeah, what's up? What gives?
Because the lady was trying to tell me about the billing.
Classic excuses. Billing,
like that's important.
Classic excuses.
You know they're just trying to get money out of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I know.
They're trying to put wires in your son's mouth and get money out of your pocket.
Oh, we did have a question for you, Melissa. We haven't given you crap about this yet. But it's very it's very interesting. When did Porter go back to school? It was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And so today would be his second day?
That's correct.
And you've already taken him out of school on his second day?
I'll be honest, I'm jealous.
Why?
Because he gets out of school early. Yeah, you just took him out of school. Second day of school.
Well, they wouldn't take him before school because his tooth wasn't in. He didn't have a tooth that was dropped far enough. But
wait, what?
He had a tooth that was still coming in, and it wasn't low enough for the braces.
Hang on, he's 12 years old, right?
Yeah, he had a tooth that came in late.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So, get this.
A McGurran being late doesn't sound like somebody in my family.
Hey, it's in the DNA, as you can tell.
So, wait, go on.
Well, what ended up happening is I had to decide, do I want to take him out before school really gets going? Mm-hmm. Or do I want to wait until he's so deep into school, and then when I take him out, he actually is missing very important stuff in class.
Oh.
Could you not do weekends?
They do not do weekends. They are closed on Saturday and Sunday.
Interesting.
Interesting.
And they only put braces on in the mornings between 8 and noon. They leave all the afternoon appointments open for tightening of the braces.
Really? That's interesting.
Yep. This sounds like I believe it.
No, I believe it 100%.
But there's like a small part of me that like feels like Melissa's in a corner and she's punching her way out by like being like, well, technically this. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is this the truth?
I'm just jealous that like second day of school, he already gets out early. That's fun.
Are you taking him like out for lunch or anything?
I don't think he's going to be able to eat. His teeth are going to be sore. So we made him soup.
Soup.
Hot soup on a beautiful summer day.
Man. I tell you, between Melissa and her love for soup, it has no end.
Did you just give your kid braces so he could eat soup?
Yeah, hottest day of the year. And she's like, we got to feed him soup. Mom, looks like I'm going to have to feed myself soup too.
Mom, my teeth are fine. No, you need braces and you need
braces,
soup.
Porter. And we need it today. On the hottest day of the year, Mama needs her soup.
I'm telling you, it's in the DNA. It's being late and soup.
Melissa, can you guess what we, I'll give you a couple guesses, what we were talking about on the podcast before we called you?
I get to guess what you guys talk. Why would I have any idea what you guys talked about?
No, come on. Mel, you know us. Mel. You know me. A podcast between Kyle and I. What would we be talking about?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You either talked about Morgan Kolkmeyer from WGN or...
Which we're trying to get on the show, yes.
Or you were talking about the Bears football team.
I'll accept the second answer.
We did mention that.
Yeah, we were basically just talking too much sports, and we're like, we got to get Melissa on the phone. we got to girl this place up. And it reeks of dude.
I'm happy to water that down.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. Get some good braces and soup talk.
or the show Talk Soup.
Talk, ooh, great. That is a great show. Did you ever watch that, Mel?
I used to love Talk Soup.
Well, who's your favorite Talk Soup host?
Dennis?
I don't remember Dennis.
What's Talk
Soup? No, John. And then he did Wiped Out. John.
Oh, yes.
Henson?
Yes, John Henson.
John Henson, yeah. That's it. I love that guy.
I loved Joel McHale.
Oh, yeah. Joel McHale is great.
Yeah. And then Greg Kinnear was also great. People forget.
That's what I was thinking. Greg Kinnear.
People forget that Greg Kinnear hosted it.
Wait, guys, can I break some news on the podcast right now?
If you want. Mel and I were having a great bonding moment there over talk soup.
Well, I think we're all
going to. Thanks for interrupting, Kyle.
We're going to bond over this. Chicago Bulls news.
Lonzo Ball back?
The Bulls have hired a new person to be Benny the Bull.
Wait, what?
Benny the Bull, the person who played...
Wait a minute. Is it Melissa? Melissa, are you really at the orthodontist?
I've never seen Benny the Bull or her in the same sentence. Where'd you get all that popcorn, Melissa?
Melissa! When you were dancing in studio, were you just warming up for your tryout? Why have you been jumping on a trampoline a lot?
I don't know. You're just going to have to find out.
Why did you hang that basketball goal up in the office and start dunking over Kyle and I? And where did you get that t-shirt cannon?
They don't call me Melissa the Bull for nothing.
Who has called you that?
People have started calling her that, and I thought it was just a joke.
You do see red a lot.
I do.
Do we know who's new Benny the
Bull? No, they never tell you who
so
the mascot
is. So it is Melissa! God bless it!
We're going to see Benny the Bull show up a day late for a game and be like, Melissa, the game was yesterday. God bless it!
Yeah, it's like next year, they're like, big news, Benny the Bull is now Benny McBull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.